Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins with February day 12. I'm back on track, I think. I said February 10 when I meant 11 on the last one, but it's labelled right anyway. But February day 12, fly on the wall. And you know what? I have to say, I don't know if it's just that Sassy Cat's choosing really good titles, subjects, or whether they're just sort of quite off the wall. That I end up kind of just having to think about them a bit more. But it's good. And I come to each one and thinking, what am I going to say about that? So, you know, the movie one, I thought, what am I going to say about movies? And then suddenly found something to say about movie, as you can see or hear. So February day 12, fly on the wall, thinking about that again and thinking, well, I don't think I'd want to be a fly on the wall. But then I realised, because I'm good at this, I argue with myself, and suddenly realised, actually, yeah, there's loads of things I'd like to kind of fly on the wall about. I suppose the thing for me is, could you be on the fly on the wall and then affect something that was happening, or would you have to be on the fly on the wall and just, like, watch it all happen? And so for different reasons, taking those two things into account, I would want to be a fly on the wall. So. And then I think it was, I was listening to, hang on, I'll do that in a minute. I was listening to Mo Lucy, actually. Mo Lucy, you're clever. Very interesting booms you're putting up that are making me kind of think about stuff, which I may come to more in other booms as I listen. But given that you're taking part, it's really interesting, some of the stuff you're saying. Is a cauliflower a carbohydrate? I don't know. But people arguing with you about stuff, or people only having a one-sided debate because they cocoon themselves in a viewpoint. I'll come to that another time, but very good. Just wanted to kind of reference that. And Mo Lisi's cleverness. Fly on the wall. So, if I was a fly on the wall, for example, it'd be really interesting to be somewhere and watch different parts of time. I mean, I used to hate history at school, but let's face it, history at school was rubbish because they never interested you, did they? They didn't engage you. There wasn't things like horrible history or whatever, the horrible Henry or, you know, those things where they do some awesome stuff with history. The BBC, the horrible history sort of thing, or whatever it's called. That is so cool, you know? They take different parts of history and then just, like, dramatise it and make it funny and all kinds of stuff, and it's kind of semi... what's the word I'm looking for? Semi, not narrated, cartoon, animated kind of idea. Lots of clever stuff going on there. But yeah, let's face it, like when the universe began, like imagine being a fly on the wall when God said, let there be light, and there was light, and let the land appear, and let the sky be filled with stars, and, you know, depending on the viewpoint, or someone else would say, because I've been there when there was the Big Bang theory started. But for me, it's God and the creation and all that. And that would have been awesome. Oh, excuse me, because I would know the answer. And I'd say, look, God created the earth, so shut up, because I was there. Brilliant. That would get rid of that debate right there. So that would be good. And, you know, that would be fascinating. And then being able to go through different times. But then, you know, of course, you'd be a fly on the wall and you'd be affected by things potentially. So, you know, if you went through the medieval times and saw the way people were living then and the way they treated each other, would you be able to step in and stop it and say, no, forsooth, you, for thou cannot est, for thou est cannot treat people like this, for thou, it must stop, and all that. And you could just, you know, get in there. I mean, I've been to things like the Civil Rights Institute in Alabama, and I was thinking, you know, if I could have been there when they put in legislation and stupid questions like to black people that wanted to vote, like, well, how many, if y'all can vote, if y'all can tell me how many bubbles there is in a bar of soap, and they go, this doggone ain't gonna vote for nothing. You know what I mean? I would love to be there and say, do you know what? You are just such a fool, and you just get out of this government building, you are not worthy, and just like bring in a load of new people, a load of brothers and say and sisters and say, yes, you can run the country because you have earned the right, because we've oppressed you for too long and all this business. And we could do that. That would be just well cool. So for me, fly on the wall, but would want to be able to affect things. I don't think I'd want to affect, I don't think I could affect like the creation of the universe. That would be pretty. Yeah, so I think I'll just put a star there, and I don't want black holes to collide, or I don't want that. And be able to influence physics. I mean, I'm not clever enough for a start off at all. But it would be, if I could have like a little, yes, I did that. I built Orion or the plough or whatever. Yes, that was my handiwork. If you ever watched or listened, those came as a movie, didn't it, as well? But if you ever listened to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I think it's what's the mouse called? Is it Slarty Bart Foster? No, don't know. Anyway, the mouse, it was all to do with the mice. They built loads of Earth and whatever, and yes, he was talking about Norway, and it's quite difficult making all these fields. It's very much a shame that it was blown up by the Bogons and the Bogon construction fleet or whatever. And that would be awesome. Like, you had your little bit, like, you're a mouse and you made Norway or whatever, or I was a human me and I made Australia and decided what to put there. Yeah, so for me, no good being a fly on the wall if you're just going to sit there and be a kind of voyeur. I would have to do more than that. I would have to be involved, I think. Otherwise, I'm just frustrated going, no, don't do it like that. So that's my thoughts for fly on the wall, for what they're worth. And I'm going to... What am I finishing off with? Eastern Underground. There you go. It's coming back in again. I think this music's really conducive to that kind of thought, especially the beginning bits of it. It's all a bit spacey, isn't it? So, yeah, I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with day something. And I'll speak to you all soon. Day 13, perhaps. Something like that. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.